yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. You are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. I'll tell you what. This is the Macho Man Randy Savage. And you are listening to my man Rob. Don't you go away. Tear into the spice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special Yo Cuz edition of the BCP. Right now, excited to be talking to a good friend ahead of his match, tag team match with Dennis Morgan against Too Good this Saturday, July 17th in Bayville, New Jersey at Titan Championship Wrestling Presents. American Spirit tickets are available now. Please welcome into the show our good friend Yo Cuz, Mr. Big Rock. Big Rock, thanks for a few minutes, man. How are you, bro?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Long overdue, man. And thank you so much for making the time, man. I was telling you off air, man, we've been wanting to have you on for a long time. Obviously, we're trying to, you know, plug the shows now that things are opening back up. It's a really exciting time. This is our first indoor show in a while with this particular promotion, man. How are you feeling now that the crowds are coming back a little bit more to full capacity, man? How are you feeling right now with the energy and everything opening up right now?
Well, I mean, it's exciting. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's really hard to explain. It just feels really good to like be able to like take this time with COVID and just like hone my craft, get better as an athlete, as a performer, and just come back and just do what I love, you know, not just for Titan, but for the couple other companies that I do work for as well. It just means a lot. You go from, you know, one area to another and it's like, yo, cause this, yo, cause that. Like it feels good, you know?
It's awesome, man. And let's just get right into that, man. Where does the yo cuz come from? Like what was the origin for that?
So it's funny. So growing up in like South Philly, like a lot of my dad's family's from down there. And it's like you would hear like when I was a little kid, just everyone just say, yo, cuz, yo, cuz, yo, what's up, cuz? Like it's a South Philly thing. And it actually used to get me in a lot of trouble growing up. Because I would say yo cuz up like towards like North Philly, Northeast Philly area. And like people like thought I was like a Crip, like they thought I was banging or something. And I'm like, nah, the fuck you talking about? Like I was the only white dude in the area, like not the area, but like in my class. And it was just, nobody would expect this little like Italian dude to say yo cuz. Like they had no idea. So it just stuck with me. Like you hear my freaking uncles and cousins, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood, yo cuz, you know, it's just like saying, you know, my guy, you know, it's just
it works. It's just like,
and I didn't think it was gonna pop as big as it did. Like
it works.
Like I never, like I just said, you know what, fuck it, let me throw Big Rock and like put like a little catchphrase on the back, yo, and it's like people go with it. And, like I never thought that would catch on ever.
It really did, though, man, because, like, as soon as you started doing the Yo Cuz thing and I saw that and I was getting to know you, you know, you guys kind of came into Titan. I kind of call you guys the new class, like the Bartons and the Savage, and you guys have been having some great, great matches. And I've always liked, you know, paying attention to seeing, like, what everyone brought to the table, man, and you having that Yo Cuz, like, little things like that. It's all about the details. And I'm like, that works. Like, people get behind that, man. It's little things like that. And I just like the way you carry yourself, like even in the locker room meetings, I'm like, this guy's just, he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he's business in the ring. I like your vibe, man. Our kind of crossing of paths was really cool because I remember you going to the ring, chugging the beer. You go do your match. You come back. You pick up the beer can that you had crushed on the way to the ring, and you bring it back on the gurney. That's it. Thank you. I'm glad you knew what I was talking about. I'm like, I hope he doesn't think I'm crazy. But I go, no. I go, I think you heard me. I go, and Big Rock recycles, and you take the can back to the, I think you popped. And then later in the show, you don't even say a word. You just come out. And I'm not even a big drinker, man. But you come out, you put a beer right next to me on commentary. I'm like, this guy's coming on the show, man. That was awesome, man. That was amazing. And thank you for the beer, man. I'm not a big drinker.
Anytime.
Dude, I'm not a big drinker, but when Big Rock gives you a beer, I went home and drank that beer, man. So I appreciate that.
Well, you better have a DD for this upcoming show because me and my boy Dennis, we were in the talks of having a little party before, during, and after the match. So,
it's always a party with Big Rock, man. Well, let me ask you this, man. I dig your vibe, man. You're great in the ring, man. You know, I pay attention to who really does have that it factor, man. And I see it all around you. You have that aura about you in the locker room, in the ring, through the entrance ramp. It's amazing, man. What is your kind of like philosophy, like Big Rock's philosophy? Is it just big personality? Is it to stand out a little bit? Like, what's your philosophy when you get out there and perform?
My goal is not to be the best, but to be remembered.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give a fuck about being the best, getting the AEW or WWE, holding the championship belt. No, that doesn't matter to me. It would be great, be phenomenal to get in the midst of, you know, guys like The Rock, Stone Cold, Brian Cage, like all these guys that are living the dream that I'm fighting for now. But my main goal, my main philosophy is be remembered, because if you're remembered, all the money, fame, girls, that'll all come. Because if one match, like you said, like, you know, you sit there, you watch the matches that pique your eye and your interest and all. If I can just have one person remember me and then share, subscribe, whatever, and show, yo, dude, look at this match I saw all over the weekend, you know, and then that person liked it and so on. My goal is not to be the best. It's to leave a legacy that nobody else can touch.
I love that, man. And that's what's all. I like those people that answer the question like first name drop. I'm terrible with the name drops. We interviewed Statlander about a year or I guess 2 years ago now with everything. And she had said, you know, she had just signed with AEW or whatever. And she had said, she goes, I don't really care about the titles. Like, I don't care. She's like, I just want to like bring joy back to wrestling. And you can kind of see her do that, man. And I see a little bit of that in you, whether it's popping the crowd, popping me on commentary. Like, I really like little things like that, man. And you bring up names like Stone Cold Steve Austin. You bring up names like The Rock, Brian Cage, man. I see all of them in you a little bit. Obviously Big Rock, obviously the beer cans, you know, big guy power moveset. Do you pull a lot from those guys? Were those your guys growing up?
So when I first started, see, now I'm in a whole different point of my life where I'm getting more serious and I can't watch wrestling as a fan, that I have to watch it to study. Yeah. You know, I was over at my boy's house. He happened to put like SmackDown or like Raw or something. I'm like, dude, get this the fuck off. Like, I can't watch it. Cause then I'm sitting there like an asshole, like, oh, dude, he screwed up. Oh, yo, I'm one of those guys. And then my boys get mad. So it's like growing up, I was always a big Stone Cold guy. Like, you know, show up, raise hell, leave, whoop some ass, drink a beer, shit like that. And Stone Cold was always my guy. And The Rock is similar, because it was like, I really loved The Rock, but just, that was like my younger years. But as I got older and I started to become more of a fucking degenerate, you know, Stone Cold was my guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stone Cold was always the dude, because it's like he had the balls to do what nobody else wanted to do. And it was pretty decent. And I didn't really start following Brian Cage until maybe late high school, when, like, I guess maybe right around the time Hogan was over there.
Yeah.
But just like that mantra, just like that, the size and the, just the athleticism he has. And it was weird, because the one thing I mainly remember, and it actually popped up on my Snapchat story not too long ago, was when he wrestled Congo Kong in TNA.
Yeah.
And he did like he was just flipping and dipping and doing this doodah, and he did this Rana off like the top rope to Kong. And it was just, I sent it to my promoter, my trainer at the time. I was like, dude, this is the fucking shit. Like, when can I do it? I mean, I ain't that fucking athletic, but yo, I loved it. Just the way he goes about doing things, and the fact that like he's aligned himself with one of the best like technical wrestlers that I perceive in Taz, like just the suplexes, the way he just, and I do watch a lot of Taz.
I like Taz a lot for commentary too.
Yeah, like my size and stature is kind of similar to like Rhino Taz.
Yeah.
So like I watch a lot of these different guys. Like I do Cage with the fancy power stuff, but then I'll do like I'll look up Rhino and like Taz and just see how, because we're all three of us are like similar in stature, you know, Rhino and Taz. And it's like a lot of people see me as like this Italian Taz or Italian Rhino. And it's like I kind of like kind of pick and pull from like a little bit of everybody and try to like throw it into one big bowl, one big beer can, like just
yeah, there it is.
you know what I mean? Like it's not just one person that had, you know, had me hooked. It was just like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, like a gumbo, you know, just throw all different shit in there and like see what it go where it goes. And so far it's like it's worked.
You literally took the words out of my mouth. It works, man. And I'm not just saying that because you're here on the show. I'm not putting you over, man. Like it seriously works because you see the fans react at the end of the day. That's what it's about. And I get what you're saying, man. When you're watching stuff and you're picking apart stuff apart, like I've started doing obviously commentary. I'm still very new and I'm learning, you know, Eve Taz is one of my favorites, but now I'm doing the camera switching too, where you have the hard cam and the two guys going around the ring. So now I'm watching these shows with like the camera angles and how things are moving during moves and stuff like that. And I'm saying stuff and I don't want to be like the smart guy in the room, like, oh no, they didn't, you know, but I get what you're saying, man. You pick it apart. You take it very, very seriously, man. So where did the training happen, man? Like obviously you were a fan of these guys. Where did you guys start training? You're a Pennsylvania Philly guy, right?
Yeah. So when I started was 2014 and I started, because you ever heard of Darian Hardway?
Rings a bell.
Me and him and a couple other guys went to high school together. And they just came up to me one day and said, yo, you ever tried doing, because I wrestled in high school. A couple of my wrestling buddies, you know, were with him. And they said, yo, you want to try out? And I said, fuck it. You know, what am I going to do after high school? Go to college or become a pro wrestler? Let's see what happens.
Nice.
So I started training in KCW for under Kareem Horton, Madman Kareem. It was my original trainer, him. He brought Rob Taylor in. They just been teaching me. And then so since they shut down a little while ago, we went to – you know, Super Crazy over in Westville, New Jersey. And that's actually where I originally met Billy and Charlie.
Oh, wow. So that's how Titan came into play.
That's how Titan came into play, yes. So I started, when I started training over at Skid Row, Super Crazy, O-Dog, you know, just took all us KCW guys under his wing and just like took care of us. Because, you know, obviously him and our trainer, you know, have history and, you know, so he took us all in and I'm very appreciative of O-Dog, and Super Crazy and, you know, Skid Row and all. I'm appreciative of all them taking us in, you know, giving us a new home to build a newer and more stable foundation and to help us, you know, build our craft and grow. So back to, you know, Titan, we did a Camp Crazy, if you don't recall. They just a bunch of different companies in this building.
Yeah.
I thought we were just working out just to fucking show off for a bunch of fucking people. And I'm like, all right, whatever, cause let's do it.
Yeah.
And Billy actually, you know, starts talking while I'm in the ring and I cut like my first live fucking promo. I've never cut a live promo until like this year, which is just weird. Yeah. So like, it was just, I mean, what do I do? What do I do? I you know, and only thing that comes out of my mouth is literally what I say now. It's like, yo, cause you know what it is. You damn sure know who it is. Your boy Big Rock. And like, I wanted to say it, but I was terrified to say it. And I just said it. And then Billy pulls me aside. He's like, you know, I got some ideas for you.
Wow.
Wow. I'm going to bring you in. Let's talk. I says, okay, cool. You know, a couple other guys were talking to me, asking me things. You know, obviously, like, I'm out of the super crazy guys. You know, we had a big turnout there. Out of the super crazy guys, I was, like, the main one that, you know, people really wanted to talk to, which I'm not taking from any of the other guys who were phenomenal. Yeah. Especially since that camp, like, our guys are up and coming, and it's like we're doing – now we're doing like house shows at Super Crazy, you know, August 7th, you know, we're having a big show. Hopefully we'll sell the building out. We got like Brian, like I said, Brian Cage, one of my idols. He's going to be there. I'm going to pick his brain while he's there. Awesome, if I can get a chance. Moose is going to be there. A couple other guys. But it's like, you know, we're going to have, I think G's, Deshaun Pratt, guys like that, Tony Batista, a lot of our guys, Sam Alfazi, Devious Cast, like two young dudes, but they dude, like the way they perform, it's phenomenal. Like, so, you know, under the tutelage of Rob Taylor, O Dog, Deshaun Pratt, you know, Jake Bishop, like just everyone in the Skid Row staff, it's like they're not only pushing and helping me, but they're pushing and helping these other guys that don't know shit, and they're making it, you know, gold, you know, and it's not like favorites in some schools and some companies. We're all clicky. Like, I'm going to push this guy, I'm going to push that guy. Yeah. It's Skid Row. You earn it. If you deserve it, you'll get it. Love you know it. What I mean? So no favoritism. Literally the other day, O-Dog was like showing our asses out because everyone's being lazy, myself included. We deserve more. We want more. And that's what we're going to do, is get what we deserve. So hence why I went to that second tryout for Titan when they were down in Delaware. I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm thinking, like, as a young guy, if I really want to work for these guys, let me just go. Fuck it. And I'll even bring some of my guys with me just to put some people in the building. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, our one guy, he wasn't up to par, but you know what? He's gotten so much better since then. Sure. And Billy and Donna, they all ask me, Stacy, they all ask me how the kid Walt's doing. And I'm always, he's doing great. He's so much better. And I want my boy to get another chance for Titan, because he took it hard, but now he's been busting his ass. And I'm going to be in their corner as long as it's okay with, you know, the big dog over there. I don't want to like step on toes, but you know,
You got some pull over there.
It's not even pull. It's I
you have the respect.
I don't just, oh, you know anybody? No, I'm gonna be like, yeah. Listen, let me talk the dog, see what he thinks. You know, it's all a respect thing. You know, now if I don't like you, I'll straight jerk you off. But it's like, so far I don't dislike anyone. You know what I mean?
When I got the beer, I was like, all right, me and Big Rap are okay. That was the big thing, right?
Always.
There. You get a.
I am a little offended IRS didn't drink a beer with me. I gave him one. He looked at his, oh, no, I'm all right. I don't drink. I'm all right. I looked at him. I said, I don't care who you are, my man. I gave him one of them. I don't care who you are, cuz. You better drink this beer with me.
He's he's very reserved. Yeah, but that would have been awesome, though. But good for you, man. You're like, hey, man.
Yeah,
like,
I had the Samoans drink beers with me. It was cool.
Dude, you can't beat that. Come on. That's even better, bro. Good for you, man. That's awesome. It's always a party with Big Rock. So how long have you been doing this overall?
7 years on and off. Man. I've been doing it steady for the last three.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of injuries, a lot of, you know, personal shit that got in the way. But at this point in my life, I'm like, I'm not getting any younger, so let's just start busting our ass and grind. And like I said, O-Dog's been in my ass. Like, dude, come on. Let's go. Get the gear together. Get the shit together. You get your training together. Like, you go hard in training, a match won't feel so hard. And you know, that's why I'm very appreciative of Skid Row, because they they've been drilling my ass like, yo, let's go. Like, you're not getting any younger. How long you think you're gonna do this for? So it's getting serious now. It's not just a hobby anymore.
Well, you're absolutely killing it, man. And you mentioned you're not like, oh, I'm like, I'm going to AEW, I'm WWE. Like you said, you're not all like that. Like, obviously, if an opportunity comes, I'm sure you would jump on it, you know, if everything was right, for sure. But what are the goals, man? You say, obviously, you know, have a reaction, but is it to travel the States? Is it to have like a certain opponent to work with certain other promotions, maybe on the indies? What's the short-term goal?
Well, the short-term goal is to make Big Rock a household name. You know, when I first came out, a lot of people were like off about my name.
Okay.
Big Rock. People were calling me the Big Rock, just fucking it all up. And it got to a point where it's now people actually recognize who I am. And after I was able to explain why I'm called Big Rock, it was so freeing, because like now people realize why I'm calling myself this, why other people call me this, why people have called me this in high school versus just like, you know,
there it is,
wrestling. You know, my nickname since I was 16 was, or 14, was always Rocky. Don't ask me fucking how, don't ask me why I got the name. All I know is I laid someone out on a football field and my football coach just started calling me Rocky because I was the only Italian kid on the football team.
Oh, wow.
It's literally how it started. I don't know how it stuck with me. But it went from Northeast. Yeah, but it's fucked up because it went from Northeast High in Northeast Philadelphia to Upper Darby in Delco. And some people just fucking call me Rocky, Rocco. Like, there are still people that call me Fred, you know, by my name. People that know me. But then there's guys that, like, grew up with me. I'm like, yo, Rock, like, what the fuck, dude? When the fuck did you start calling me that? Like, it's something different, you know what I mean? It's good. It's not the fact that it's just tattooed on my arm either, you know?
There it is, man. Well, obviously, dude, but it's you. It's organic, man. Like playing in bands and stuff. Rob, obviously, I became Bob Man. Like, that was like my stage. My friends started calling me Bob Man. That's why it's Bob Culture, all that kind of stuff. It's the branding, but it's organic. It came from me. So I totally get it, man. That's you. That being said, man, I have to ask the Philly questions, man. We just marathoned the Rocky movies. Nunez is a huge Rocky guy. He's run the steps a million times. I have not yet run the steps, but we are
going to. You got to do it.
I have bucket list. It's bucket list.
I just did it a couple weeks ago.
Good for you, man. That's awesome, man. But I need to do it. We might be doing it in September. I have to run the step. But then we're also getting cheesesteaks. What is the spot? What is the cheesesteaks?
Maron. Come on, you gotta answer me this bullshit.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't want to put you on the spot. I'm literally writing these down, man.
All right, hold on. Let me.
I mean, you can comment. Yeah.
So what else I can throw? Geno's.
Wow.
Stick with Phil's.
Phil's.
Phil's steak, 24th and Oregon.
Phil's steak.
Or Pass Junk. I'm sorry.
24th. All right, man. Good to know, man. We want to go to the right spot. We want to get the good stuff, man. That's amazing, dude. But I wanted to ask you this. Obviously, two-parter here. We like to have fun with this question, a fan question we get all the time, man. Who on the independents would you like to work? And then what is, like, the dream match? Like, who do you want to work on in the national companies, on the television companies, man? So indies, man. And then national. Legends, past, present, whatever.
Shit. Indies, I've always there's a couple guys. I mean,
yeah, go for it.
Always wanted to work James Storm.
Oh, nice.
Like I said,
I can, you know, see that too.
It's not hard to get along with someone that likes to drink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's where I was going.
Yeah, I've always wanted to work him. Brian Cage, obviously, because I'm a big fan, and it would be something awesome to work with him. I probably get the shippy out of me, but it's okay. I have a baseball bat, so that's cool.
There you go. He's great, though.
Pick the knees out. Oh,
living the gimmick.
Yeah, of course. Like, and now that you say that, it's funny. I have to say, I don't have a gimmick.
Yeah, I noticed that, like, about you. Yeah, like, you're like, you.
a lot of people ask, like, I don't, and that's what makes this so natural. It comes out so easy. Like, it's not a gimmick at all. Like, I was told by my trainer, be you, just crank the knob up. And it's literally how I am if I go out. If I go out to the bar, this is like big. Like, that's just funny.
I like that, man. It's kind of, Savage said it was kind of the same thing, man. Like, I just watched an interview, Styles was on Ryan Satin's podcast, and he was saying when he's face, he's very himself. Like, he's almost 100% himself. When he's a heel, he's about 25% of himself. Like, he'll take all those things that, you know, he held in the back of his mind or he's angry about or whatever it is. Like, I find that now that I'm a persona or in the business, like, Rob Williams is like this baby face trying to be funny, self-deprecating, like, usually at Vicky's expense, like, commentator, but, and it works, man. So you feel like you're you, but do you have like a preference, like being with the crowd behind you, or would you prefer to work like more heel? Because
no,
you're the kind of guy the crowd connects to, I feel.
So, well, here's the thing. It's funny. Funny you say that, because it's not that I'm heel or face. It's that people are going to cheer me either way.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that typical rep, that typical heel. I'm not the typical face. So, yeah, let's go. Yeah. No, get the fuck out. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say, yo, I'm going to bang your wife and then your sister after. And that guy cheers me because I gave him a beer. It's literally like Stone Cold Ric Flair type shit where like you despise to love me. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm doing, you know, face work and it's like, you know, I always do something dirty in there just to remind people, like, yo, I ain't one of these, let's do it.
Yeah.
No. You know, and it has gotten me, I wouldn't say in trouble, but spoken to.
Yeah. Okay.
But the fact that it pops. Like, yes. For example, I went down to NCW down in West Virginia. Okay. Had an opportunity to go down, and I did. It was just a fill-in. I wasn't supposed to come back. Wasn't supposed to be on the roster. And I wound up getting on the guy's roster because I made an impression to him and his fans that he wanted me to come back. And
oh wow,
people couldn't see how to take me. But after, you know, they seen how I was, how I reacted with him, they're like, wow, this guy is kind of a dick, but you know what? We like him. Down there, it was the first time I ever had little kids run up to me to like shake my hand or give me a hug, which was really weird. So it's like, yeah, yeah. And then the third kid, eyes move.
Yeah.
And keep them moving. Like, but it's, it's very exact question, heel or face. Like, was like, I was told you gotta, no. Like, if I, like, it's just weird. Like, I want to, obviously everyone wants someone, like, wants the fans to cheer, but if they're booing you just as hard, you're doing your job. So if I'm supposed to be the good guy and I get in there with someone, you know, who the fuck, like Dennis Morgan, obviously he got, you know, but he's fun. He's loving, drinks the beer, does his thing. Say we have a match. I'm going to do the same thing, except now I'm up because he's kind of doing the same thing I'm doing. So Now I got to be a little worse. I got to do something to make it pop more. Like, okay. And another thing that gets under my twist line, that's in a not big puzzle. It's just, I thought that was my thing, but you know, I've been off my chest for a couple of weeks now. You know, I've talked to him in the back, like a good guy, but it's going to be the battle of the cousins this upcoming weekend.
Yo, cuz, that's right. That is your thing, man. And Big Rock, another fan question. We always like to ask this one, man, obviously coming from the music scene. say you do get that WrestleMania moment, you're walking down to the ramp, you know, no doubt in my mind, you're going to go very, very far, man. Maybe you will get that WrestleMania moment. What band or artist is playing you down to the ring?
Lady Gaga. I don't know, man. That's a hard question.
Anyone like you?
I'm very Italian, okay. You know.
Is there anyone like you listen to like when you work out or to get you fired up for a match?
You know, it's weird. A lot of people will, like, look at me sideways when I say this. No. I listen to like Broken Side and like Hollywood shit.
Yeah.
But I honestly wouldn't know who I would want to.
I got you.
That's a good question. I'd have thinking on that.
All right, man. Well, if you ever need a drummer to play you out, I got you, bro. Yeah. This one, Big Rock. Obviously, very new to commentary. I'm very thankful for the opportunities. I love calling the matches at Titan. So what advice would you give me as a play-by-play or as a commentator?
Be yourself. Don't be afraid to try something. You know what I mean? Like I said, when I cut that first promo in front of Billy and Dog and all the other guys, like, I didn't know if it was going to work, but apparently it worked because look what I'm doing now. You know, I'm not saying I'm in the top of the world, but you know, I'm not sitting under a rock, you know,
you're connected with the fans. Connected with the fans. Which I notice about you, man.
Definitely don't be afraid to try something. If it don't work, it don't work. Half of these fucking guys aren't going to remember the next show anyway. They're not going to be, oh, yo, that's the guy that fucking said, he likes big ass titties. Or like, it's, you know, a lot of these people genuinely aren't going to remember. But don't be afraid to be yourself at all.
Yeah, great, great advice, man. Go for it, man. I really am. I'm used to being behind the drums, man. So the whole microphone thing, even though I do the podcast and stuff, is still very new. But I'm appreciative to all y'all. Titan and all the other promotions that are letting me do commentary. Big Rock, I love that you stand out. You keep it real. You have that connection with the fans. Like, you're the kind of guy that fans are going to make a sign for. They're going to buy those t-shirts. I saw some of the fans with you holding your t-shirts.
First of all, I've seen some of those, but I haven't seen a fucking sign yet. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, so there's not, but you connect with the fans. So let's see if we can get a sign here on the 17th for Big Rock. Tickets are still available. Titan Championship Wrestling. Big Rock, I got all the shameless promo here. Tell everyone where they can get the merch, where they can follow you on socials, all that good stuff.
I mean, hit me up. Big Rock on big_rock94. Everyone, you know, hit me up. You want some merch? You know, it's all here sitting over right next to me. I can send it out, come to a show. Whatever you need, come to Super Crazy Skid Row and just come on a regular night. I'll sell you a t-shirt right there.
Love it, guys. Yeah, go support Big Rock. Obviously, again, this Saturday, July 17th in Bayville, New Jersey, TCW presents American Spirit. Big Rock, dude, thanks so much. It was good to finally talk to you. I will drink a beer with you one day. And I'm not even a big
Saturday
drinker, man.
No, maybe drinking on Saturday.
I'm working, but
maybe no, I'll take it's all right. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he's already causing trouble. Big Rock, thank you so much for a few minutes, man. Stay no safe, problem, man. Brother. Continued success to you, brother. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks again, brother.
All right. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other, and recycle, because Big Rock recycles. We're out. Peace. Cheers, brother.